Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had a stern warning for lawmakers yesterday. If Congress fails to raise or suspend the debt limit in less than 3 weeks, here's what she had to say.
I want to see that the debt ceiling is raised. As I've said, I believe it would be catastrophic not to do so. But I equally believe that deficits have been run under both Democratic and Republican administrations. It's important to recognize that. And that means that paying the bills for those deficits is a shared responsibility, and it should not be the responsibility of any one
party. I agree with that. Very eloquently put.
Joining me now is Congressman French Hill of Arkansas. Congressman, thanks so much for making time for us. I know it is a busy week there on the Hill. You just heard from the Treasury Secretary. She also went on to say that inaction could lead to a self-inflicted economic recession. What's your response to that?
Well, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation. You know, over the years, we've raised the debt ceiling consistently in Republican and Democratic administrations, basically since 1917 when it was established. And it's important to recognize that when you control the White House, the Senate, and the House, you've got that principal responsibility for putting a bill on the floor that reaches consensus and passes, such as how do you do a clean debt ceiling increase without tying it to spending another $5 to $7 trillion, which was the original proposal by Speaker Pelosi. So the bottom line is, while the responsibility for past deficits is definitely shared, it's the responsibility of the party in power to craft that legislative initiative to get the votes to pass and move forward.
Now, I understand Secretary Yellen is scheduled to go before the House Financial Services Committee tomorrow, of which you are a member. What do you hope to hear from her, and what do you hope to ask her tomorrow?
Yeah, thanks. Secretary Yellen's coming before the committee along with Fed Chair Jay Powell. I think both of them will be under a lot of tough questions. For Secretary Yellen, I think that will be about the lack of administration ability to get the rent aid out to tenants and landlords. There's billions of dollars, $46 billion of tenant assistance to pay for rent that was in arrears for them and for their landlords. And the administration has not done a particularly good job of getting that out and expediting that money. I know that will be a topic in our committee. She will also get questions, in my view, about China and sanctions on Iran potentially. And for Jay Powell, I think the timing on how he plans to reduce the accommodation at the Fed. Because when you combine a very accommodative monetary policy, as we have now, zero interest rates and buying $120 billion per month in federal debt, doubling the balance sheet of the Fed, plus Joe Biden's spending policies, that's what creates this inflationary pressure that Chair Powell talked about in the Senate.
Congressman, do you think that the economy is strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet, and that it's time for the Fed to start pulling back some of the enormous stimulus that it has thrown at this economy during the pandemic?
In my personal view, yes. I'm concerned about embedding inflation, and I think that's a risk now as we've come out of the pandemic with robust economic growth, really in the fourth quarter last year, you know, even the third quarter last year, fourth quarter, and now the first two quarters of this year. We do need to get people back to work, and part of that structural unemployment from paying people not to be participating in the workforce. So I believe that if the chairman signals how he would do that removal of accommodation over time, that yes, the economy can stand on its own and keep moving.
How confident are you that you're going to be able to resolve this debt ceiling debate? I mean, are you and your GOP colleagues in the House bracing for the first ever U.S. default on its financial obligations?
Well, look, I just don't believe we will have a default on our important obligations around the world as the dollar leads the global monetary system. America has not done that. Congresses, both Republican and Democrat, have not done that. So the real issue is, can Leader Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, and President Biden craft a strategy for continuing the funding of the government while we debate the president's spending priorities?
I want to move to infrastructure for a moment, because that's certainly an issue. By and large, it's been a bipartisan one. It's an issue that voters have made clear they want politicians to fix. I know the House is expected to vote on a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill tomorrow. Not totally sure that's going to happen. But if and when it does, Congressman, how do you plan to vote?
I'll be voting no on this infrastructure bill that's being considered by the House that came out of the Senate. It didn't go through the normal process. And while the only thing it really has going for it is it got 60 votes in the Senate, which is a powerful statement, and I acknowledge that. But my constituents are interested in things that really benefit our state in the way of surface transportation, roads, bridges, interstate highways, and things of that critical nature. We had that in the House surface transportation bill that was bipartisan and paid for. And in this Senate proposal, there's only $110 billion that fits in that category out of the proposed $1.2 trillion. So this bill really has a lot geared towards urban cities in the rail transit arena. But look, there's some good things in water. There's some good things in long-term infrastructure projects outside roads and bridges. But I think members in the House really want a bipartisan deal that's probably more targeted, and most want it to be paid for. And the Senate bill is not fully paid for. And that's what really both sides were promised as they were completing that work.
All right. Congressman French Hill of Arkansas, you've got important work you need to get done there on the Hill this week. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.